On this episode, we're reviewing Teppan Edo, located in the Japan Pavilion, as well as Yak and Yeti Restaurant in Animal Kingdom. Today is May 25th, 2021, and this is episode 359 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Most everyone's mad here.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you'll get new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And then if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, and at-home live streams, bonus episodes, discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise, and a whole lot more, visit WonderlandCrew.com to check out our Patreon group, which now has two tiers to choose from, as well as an option for an annual subscription. And as we just got back from the parks, we can still bring all the scents home from Walter and Rosie Candle Company. And if you go ahead and want to get the happiest scents on earth, head out to msmfriends.com and order, and you'll save 10% off your entire order. And then if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney, Universal vacation, or anywhere else in the world that you're currently able to travel, check out msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience, and you can fill out a form for a free quote on your next vacation. So first up on today's dining reviews, we're going to talk about our first time ever at Teppan Edo, which is located in the World Showcase at Epcot. Of course, this is in the Japan Pavilion. Mm-hmm. And Rhonda, why don't you give us a couple more details on this one?
Well, it's Asian, Japanese, and sushi, and is a unique themed dining. So it does say annual pass holders receive 10% off at this dining location. Make sure you ask, because I did, and we did not.
Yeah. And we didn't look it up. No. We didn't look it up ahead of time. And then when we get down, I mean, I don't know if they've, you know, a lot of these restaurants, especially table service, are taking 10% off for annual pass holders. With no tables in Wonderland right now, just always ask if there's discounts between DVC, Disney Visa, pass holder. I'm not sure why she said no, unless she didn't hear you right or didn't understand when you asked.
I'm 90% sure she said, "We don't take any discounts." And I said, okay.
Because then, like, when we talk about Yak and Yeti later, she actually brought it up, I believe. And so then we got the 10% off there, but just something to always be aware of.
Absolutely. Lunch is 12 p.m. to 3:55 p.m. Dinner is from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, so this is, you know, this was, I'm really glad we did this. I think this is one we've overlooked probably forever.
Yeah.
And never really thought about it. You know, my thought sometimes with places at Disney is to not always go to the places that you can technically get anywhere, in a sense.
Correct.
Things like when we're at Disney Spring, like I love Blaze Pizza, but there's one 25 minutes from our house, so mm-hmm. I don't think of getting it at Disney Springs, or if there's just styles. So this is really, yeah, you know, your kind of authentic Japanese cuisine, your dining experience where the communal tables and they're cooking in front of you, mm-hmm. Chefs and all of that cooking on the grills right at your table. This is what most everybody would refer to as hibachi. But in actuality, it's called teppanyaki.
Okay.
But everybody knows the word hibachi, mm-hmm. so it's just the best way to put it. So when you when most people think of hibachi, at least I guess what I'd say probably here in America, they think of these big flat communal grills, yes, and the chef's cooking in front of you.
Yeah.
Technically, that's teppanyaki. From my understanding, hibachi tends to be usually cooked over charcoal or wood on cast iron grate.
Okay.
Is true hibachi, okay, whereas teppanyaki is the larger, flat surfaces that tend to be propane powered or gas powered.
Oh,
but
okay,
just so easy to call these hibachi, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we had we were here, you know, for Kat's birthday weekend, and yes, Kat and Michael had made this reservation, said, "You guys want to eat there?" And I was like, "That sounds awesome." I mean, if you're thinking of places to do a birthday, and we've done it for many birthdays here at home.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. I feel like we used to do it at least once a year for somebody's birthday in our family, or, you know, your parents or like brother or something. And so I think it's just such an awesome thing to do for a birthday because it is communal.
Yeah.
It's very conversational.
Absolutely.
What did you think of, you know, location? It, I mean, it sits up there on the second floor.
Oh, yeah.
So very I think beautiful. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind. At least it has been for us.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the inside and especially the way that a lot of these tables are set up?
Well, it was, I feel like it was quick because, you know, the table was ready and they just immediately took us back. So I don't feel like I like had time to like take it in and look around. But I feel like almost everyone was behind a wall.
Yeah. I mean, these are like private rooms that have two tables in it, which I, and we were the only table.
Yes.
In our two table one.
Yes.
There were other open areas. You're right. We kind of went back quick, but the decor and the atmosphere felt very much like everything else in the Japan Pavilion. I mean, I thought it fit perfectly. I really liked this separation because it was so quiet. And us being the only table there, you know, a lot of times, at least the ones around here, you go to these, you know, hibachi teppanyaki places and there's, you know, 16 tables all in an open area with chefs back to back and they're always full.
Right.
Of course, we're at capacity limits. I would guess they're not putting, they're probably not filling two tables in here.
Right.
But they did have two other people at our table separated by a plexiglass divider.
Correct. Yes.
So they're certainly set up for that. You know, I don't know if it would have been louder if we had had the two tables full, just say like on a regular basis.
Oh, I'm
basis,
sure it would have. Yes.
Then, no, then I mean a normal open air one. You know what I'm saying? Like if it was just 100% open.
Yeah.
But I love the atmosphere. I love the setup. It was very private.
Yeah. It was neat.
The two people that were at our table were great, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we almost had like a very private dining experience,
which
was pretty good. And so, you know, pretty standard. You have a waiter or waitress who's going to come out, you know, drink orders, appetizers, different things like that. They do have sushi. There are a couple different sushi rolls. They do have some appetizers like edamame, your, you know, traditional miso soup, a spicy calamari.
I bet that would have been good.
Yeah, I bet it would. But we knew our plan was to get individual meals.
Yes. And we started to get that. But I think by the time she left, the spicy calamari, by the way, by the time she left and then we were planning to get each a menu, I mean,
full meal.
Full meal. Then we were like, okay. So we just were like, well, that's all right. We'll get it next time.
And we didn't ask specifically here, but I had spoken with our good friend Kiyomi ahead of time, who has a friend that worked here and asked a couple questions. Anybody can order off of the kids' meal. They don't seem to have any issue with you doing that, which is good to note. There is no upcharge for split meals. Now you're going to get the exact same amount of food, I'm guessing. You know, a lot of times when you do, if you go to a regular place like around here and you do an upcharge, it might be like $10 and they'll basically double.
Yes.
A lot of times I want to say everything maybe but the meat.
Right? I think it is. Yep.
So here there is no upcharge. I'm guessing that means you're pretty much getting the same portion. They're just splitting it. As we get into the menu, I don't really think that would be an issue either for people. I mean, I know we tend to eat on the lighter side sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
But let's just kind of get into it. The chef comes out. Oh, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, if we're going to get into it and like, so, you know, she comes out and asks for our drinks and then we get our drinks and then she brings us, which I would think would be a salad. And you can either do, usually they'll ask for ginger dressing or like ranch or
and you usually get
whatever.
A soup.
Or
usually
and
a lot of them will do
too.
Either a soup or a salad or both, right?
Yes.
Depending
both.
On where you go. Yeah.
Yes. And so ours were, and from Kiyomi, were pickled Japanese pickles.
That's
Japanese
so,
pickles,
okay,
Jeremy.
So.
She called them, and you ate them.
They were delicious, but they were nowhere near an American pickle.
Fine, but they were and are called a Japanese pickle.
And that's fine. But what they were seasoned cucumbers with pickling spices and vinegar, but not left in a state of pickling.
Okay.
They were not, in my opinion, they were not pickled.
Okay.
Much like, I think, at Fairfax Fair, they're doing that side of pickled vegetables. They're not like even fully pickled. Like, and I don't know. I'd have to look it up, or I can ask Kiyomi. I feel like these are day of cucumbers that have been put in the brine and all.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a standard American pickle is going to sit for some time.
Well, here's what's funny. I absolutely love pickles.
Yeah.
I didn't really like these.
Really?
I did not.
Because they weren't true pickles.
It was weird. It wasn't a salad. It was these cut up cucumbers, sure. Yeah. Pickled cucumbers, whatever. And I don't know. I ate one and I was like, oh, and I think I ate another. And then I was like, I don't think I like these. Like, it was just, it kind of hit me and I don't know what it was, but then I really didn't eat any more. I know you ate some.
I really liked them. They're like,
which
thick,
is funny.
I mean, they're thick
and weird
cut. They're big pieces. It has the same spice. To me, it tasted much more like a cucumber. That you had dressed with like a homemade vinegar based dressing and some spices and stuff.
So we didn't get a soup, which no. I'm not going to lie. I was a little sad about, which I love the clear soup.
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't get that. So I was sad. And then the chef came out and then our meal. So
yeah,
now we can move on to what we ordered.
Well, what's a little different here than, again, it maybe all depends on, you know, where you go, but we've been to several of these style of places, you know, before in our life. The rice is coming on the side, and we'll get into the entrees. The rice is coming on the side is white rice in a bowl. It's not being fried on the grill top.
Which I miss that.
But they are doing udon noodles with vegetables.
Yes.
In the same manner with soy sauce and all that, which I did enjoy.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about what we ordered, and then we can kind of talk about some of the, like, the quote-unquote show.
Yeah.
So, we wanted to try everything we could, and earlier in the day I was thinking, and these prices are not bad. I mean, if we look at the single entrees, a filet mignon's 38, steak is 35, 10 shrimp is 30. You can get scallops for 37. There's another New York cut steak, salmon, chicken, 8-ounce boneless chicken breast is only $30. All of those are coming with the side of rice, the Japanese day of cucumbers that sat in just a little bit of vinegar-based seasoned sauce. They're
pickles.
Coming with the udon noodles, the vegetables, all that stuff, right?
Correct.
So you're getting all of that for a single entree. Then there's combinations. You know, there's a steak and shrimp, chicken and shrimp, steak and chicken, and a scallop and steak. I kind of thought ahead, just again, going, this is our first meal of the weekend. Maybe we save a little. You and I split, you know, let Kaylin get a kid's meal. You and I split a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, you know what? Let's try kind of everything. Well, let's get individual, meals.
I knew.
I was like, let's do it.
Well, and I knew that you would get the combination, probably steak and scallops.
Not with you. No. Right.
Correct.
So that you wanted me to have the scallops.
And I wanted you to have the scallops. And I was like, and I'm hungry. So, and these prices weren't bad at all.
No. I mean, you're going to, you know, when you're talking about again, you're still going to put these up with a themed dining. This isn't quite the level of signature.
But
there's times you can spend $24 on a hamburger.
Well, and I was just going to say, all right, so $37 is what I got, which was the combination steak and shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's, you know, served with your vegetable, your udon noodles, and your steamed white rice. So your whole, like, your meat and your sides for $37. And I mean, that's a whole meal. And I thought that was a good price. And then, of course, you know, you've got the cute little show when he cooks in front of you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you decided to go steak and shrimp. I went ahead and went with the steak and the scallops,
mm-hmm.
which I was very excited about. And then Kaylin did order off of the kids menu, and she went with the chicken.
Yes.
And she loves the teriyaki chicken, of course. And mm-hmm. we almost were like, get the chicken so we can try it.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we're trying what? Shrimp, scallops, steak, and chicken. So yep. four different items, right? Yep. And you're looking at the kids' entrees. You get five grilled shrimp is $15. The chicken is half the size at 4 ounces for $15.
Mm-hmm.
The steak is a 4 ounce at $16 or a 3 ounce salmon filet at $16. But this is still, again, with everything coming in, a really yep. good amount of food. I mean, when you think about coming here for entertainment, value, and communal, let's just say, you know, we were drinking waters. And
right.
we ordered three kids' entrees, one of us for each. I mean, you're getting out of here before tax and tip for under $50.
Yeah.
Which is great at Disney. And this is, an experience, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So they come out with the noodles and all that, and he kind of starts the show. I think this was my biggest disappointment, was that there wasn't really a show. There was one show, and this was incredible, and he is very, very talented, obviously, and everything is cooked to perfection. Everything is done mm-hmm. so well.
Yep.
Very, again, very entertaining, talking back and forth, all of that. But instead of getting, I think, your traditional, I think of like doing the fried rice in a shape of a heart, and then they like make it look like it beats. They spin the
and
egg,
then eggs, yeah.
Throw, because, you know, flip it in the air, crack it,
yep.
and they mix that into the fried rice.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They do your volcano tower. Mm-hmm. You know, and put the hot steamed water in there. So what he did instead was took the onion out, and I think we're getting the onion volcano, and he does a side profile of Mickey.
Yeah.
And ends up getting a little steamed volcano nose.
Mm-hmm.
He had to do it upside down. I mean, he cut every onion and shaped the entire thing.
Neat.
Ears, eyes, mouth, nose, everything. Only issue was it took like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it did.
So we're kind of just sitting there like, all right.
And then he was like,
what's happening?
You need
what's
to
happening?
Stand up to see it.
Yes.
And I was like, and then I swear, because I was live streaming in our Wonderland crew, and I don't think I could really see it until I think you had the picture online, and I was like, oh, and like I really like saw it better.
Yeah, you had to be right in front of it.
Like it was crazy.
So,
like, but
so, I mean, that was the only thing, you know. But again, this is still you're at Disney. We're there with great friends. We're having a wonderful time.
Right.
It's certainly
and you're also gonna think this is COVID times. So is he allowed to throw something in your mouth? Like, I don't know.
Possibly not. I'm fine with it without. I'd never want to be the one that they're going to flip the shrimp in my, you know, I don't like to be involved in shows.
Yep.
I don't need them flipping it because I'm going to catch it in like the eye or something. And then I'm going to have like soy sauce or something in my eye. Like a contact's going to fall out and this becomes a whole ordeal.
Yes.
So I'm fine without flipping food at or near my face. It's not something that I like to partake in.
Yeah.
But I do wish it had a bit more. Like in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, fried rice Mickey head, you know, the standard three circle Mickey head
mm-hmm.
would have been really, really cool. Volcano, you know, the onion volcano and flipping an egg.
Yeah. And that's where like the side of white rice. I mean, I hate to say it, but I really miss the fried rice.
I did too. I did miss the fried rice.
Really did.
Because
I've actually been places before, and I say I because you've been with me. We've actually been places where they've done some udon noodles mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, it's like a little added bonus.
It's just like, yes, on top of fried rice and then your steak and shrimp or whatever you get. And that has probably been my favorite place that we've ever gone because I really love that fried rice because, again, just like every place too, you also get your shrimp sauce.
Yum yum sauce.
Yeah, and they call it yum yum sauce. And they, you know, like, you know, you can get that or the ginger.
Yeah, the
like,
ginger.
Type.
Yeah,
steak
they do that or yeah.
thingy.
Yep.
Saucy.
Which we always go double shrimp.
I always do double shrimp just because I love it. And I did get shrimp, so it was so good. And then I like it on fried rice better. I mean, I took a bite with the white rice, but the sticky white rice, but I don't know.
It's definitely not the same.
It wasn't. And I missed it. And I didn't like the udon noodles and stuff. I didn't put the sauce on that, but I don't know.
Good.
It was,
It was very, I loved the udon noodles and yeah. I liked it with the sauce and I even liked it with like my steak and stuff, but I definitely missed the fried rice.
And I missed the salad and I missed the soup. Yeah. So
I loved the Japanese cucumbers that were just that day lightly brined to not form over that wall and cross the plane into devil's cucumber.
Okay.
All right. Kaylin got the chicken.
Yep. She liked it, right?
Cooked perfectly. It was delicious. I mean, to me...
Did you take a bite?
Yeah, I did take a bite. Yep. Again, cooked perfectly. It has that nice sear on the outside. One thing I have loved more than anything with our Blackstone griddle is doing chicken on there. And it's so simple, but it is such a different flavor than just cooking on like a propane grill or even sometimes charcoal. It gives that crispy sear, the meat inside is still so tender and perfectly cooked.
Yep.
So absolutely loved that. We both had steak.
Yep.
And had them do a medium.
Yeah, because the other couple did medium rare, which I was like, I wonder if I should have said that.
Well, you know, with what we're getting with ours, I believe is probably, let me double check on here, is probably just, I mean, it's really the New York cut. It's a thinner cut.
Yeah, it is.
So it doesn't need to be cooked long.
Right.
But I don't want to go on the medium rare like I would with like a really good filet at a steakhouse, just say.
Yeah.
But how did you like the steak? I mean, was it cooked the way you wanted?
It was fine. It was just cooked on steak. Like it wasn't, I mean, I didn't think it was amazing.
I thought it was exactly what it needed to be.
Yes.
Cause we didn't order a filet mignon or anything.
Correct.
Right? So I thought it was perfectly cooked as it needed to be. It would me be going up and going to Publix and getting a lower cost, New York strip or something like that and searing it for just a couple minutes on each side. I love that even with the yum yum sauce.
I even
ate it with some of the veggies and the udon noodles I thought were good. How were your shrimp?
The shrimp were great.
Shrimp were very good.
Very good. I liked them a lot. Yeah, they were very good. And then, you know, of course, with the yum yum sauce. But I think eat one just to try it without anything to taste it. And yeah, again, it was cooked perfectly, you know, and it was good. Awesome shrimp.
Yeah. And then the scallops is what I got with mine.
And you loved them, right?
Yeah.
Like they were cooked.
I was just looking up the photo because I thought it was, but I wanted to be correct. 4 perfectly cooked, just beautifully seared scallops.
Because you're trying to make me taste one, and I tasted it, but I still don't like them.
I know, you just don't.
I don't like them.
But
I don't know what
like
it is.
If you like scallops, these were the way to go.
Yeah.
And what I like is they're very, very simple. I did not touch them with anything else. I did not put shrimp sauce on them.
Yeah.
I didn't eat them with the veggies. These were on their own, tender, perfectly, you know, brown seared on the outside.
They're
little bit of seasoning.
Size, right?
Great size.
Like half dollar size?
Them.
No. They were bigger than a quarter.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, these were great. Three quarters inch thick. Like a size, almost like a size, almost like the size of like a flattened golf ball. A little bit. You know what I mean? If you like cut off the top and bottom and made them flat.
Okay.
I loved these scallops.
Well, good,
man. I really would love they have a straight up scallop. Only for $37. Like I could see doing just that as much as I did enjoy the steak. Yeah. I could go scallops only.
Yeah. I could go shrimp only. Cause the steak wasn't to me that great where I would want to get it again. Does that make sense?
No, but that's fair.
But that is under, you know, the combination, you know, not under the combination, they actually have filet mignon.
Yes, they do.
They actually have three steaks.
Yeah, three different
steaks.
And I could see, you know, I mean, it's a 6
Julian
hour cut.
Steak, and then a New York steak, and then, the filet mignon. So I think if I did get steak here again, I would try either the filet mignon or the Julian steak.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I would try filet mignon or I would just go straight scallops or whatever. Or, you know, I wish you could, you know, what you can do with some of them is they do have different enhancements that you can add. What I would like to see is being able to, and I guess this is what you could do, but you're going to get expensive. I wish that there could be an upcharge on the combo for the filet mignon. What you would have to do. What you would have to do in my case would be to order the filet mignon at $38, and then I could add 4 sea scallops, but that would be $24 as an add-on.
Wow.
So that would get pretty pricey, but again, something that I think would be interesting to try. They have a lot of different featured cocktails. We were doing our, you know, Tito's and water with a little splash of crayon. They do have sake selections, though, that Michael and Kat had and really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. You can get the whole carafe of, there's several different sakis to choose from, ranging anywhere from $12 all the way up to $38. So, and they got hot sake.
And so, we don't know which one, though, right?
No, I'm not 100% sure. We did not order dessert through here because of the fact that Michael had called ahead to have a cake ready for Kat's birthday.
Yeah.
Now, there are several restaurants that are featured that you can go on Disney's website and order through one direct number and arrange to have that cake at the restaurant.
Yes.
Kat had done that for Michael just back in March at Trattoria Al Forno.
Yes.
And it was the little Mickey Dome cake. There's a couple places here, and this is a third-party owned restaurant. Mm-hmm. They do not do it through that same Disney bakery, basically.
Right.
And getting it anywhere else was proving to be a little difficult in arranging such a thing without just going back to the room and going, hey, here's a cake, you know, that you probably saw. And so he did find and hunted down there is a direct number available for that cake in that, or for that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call them direct and arrange the cake through them.
Okay.
And it was delicious. I mean, it was like a kind of standard like layered cake, iced cake, but it was really, really good.
And I think there was like, was there lemon in the middle?
Yeah.
It was so good. It was cute, though. It wasn't
It was pink and it had a mini, Minnie Mouse on it and happy birthday. Yep. And
like the dome cake to me is very like elegant and for us older people now. And this was a cute, like it seemed like a little girl cake, but it was... Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
It didn't matter what it looked like. The taste was amazing.
Well, especially after that meal, because it was like really, it was like a really light, refreshing cake. It wasn't dense at all.
So good.
And after having this big, salty meal, because I ate every, I mean, I cleaned my plate. I mean, we really all did for the most part.
Yeah. I had you eat, I let you eat my steak.
Yes, I did finish off your steak. So I ate a good amount of steak and I ate all those scallops and the noodles and the veggies and the everything. But to be fair, we'd only that day eaten a hot dog earlier. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a wonderful ending to the meal.
We had so much fun.
I mean, we literally went to Epcot after hopping from Hollywood Studios just to do this dinner.
Yeah, it was fun.
Would you recommend this?
I would. I would, you know, just... You know what you're going to get. Know you're going to, if you're that type that loves like the beginning of the salad and the soup, you're not getting that.
Right.
If you love fried rice, you're not getting that. So it's nice to be aware. I would go back again because it was really good. It was fun. I would be prepared to know all of that. And then I would probably get like the, Just shrimp or the filet or something.
I mean, 10 shrimp's a perfect meal too. I really enjoyed it. This was perfect for us too because, you know, this Flower and Garden is running so long that we've tried, you know, all the booths. We've tried a lot of the food. So it was so nice to sit down for a meal in Epcot, which we don't do a ton.
Yes.
We've now done it twice in like the past month, which is crazy.
So we'll have to do another one.
Because... I mean, shoot, next time we're back, pretty much, probably this festival, I mean, the festival will still be running. So I like that we're getting an opportunity to do that. And I do think this is such, this is one where, like, for example, if it was just you and I, and it looked like the couple that was at the table with us had a great time, but if it was just you and I probably wouldn't do this here. I want to do this with a group.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, you and I just maybe at a regular, you know, teppanyaki hibachi place, like, I could see us just going out and going, hey, let's go out and grab a drink and just do this and it'll be fun.
Right.
But I think at Disney, this is just one, you want that group. You want to almost fill that table up. And I think it'll just be a bit more enjoyable doing it that way. So
I agree.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. We're going to do another, we're going to wrap another dining review into here, and that's going to be for Yak and Yeti. Now, this will be a much quicker one as it's kind of an update. If you go back to episode 163, you can get our full dining review on Yak and Yeti when we were there with both kids. Tried a lot of different things. We really give you a lot more of the breakdown and all. Yak and Yeti really doesn't change a lot. And we'll talk, like, they do have specials sometimes.
Yes, yep.
But overall, the menu isn't so ever-changing, where I feel like an update is a good time as opposed to us, you know, devoting an entire episode to here. Right?
Yes,
so
I
that's
agree.
What we're going to do. But before we do that, I do want to talk about the Landry's Select Club.
Okay.
Which we had heard about before. And, we, you know, we had no dining plans at Animal Kingdom this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't even have, we had no eating plans this day, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then it got to a point, it was getting around maybe noon or something. And we're like, all right, we should probably eat. Like, that's something that, you know, we should do. So we start looking around, and I know Kat looked up and she's like, well, you know, I mean, basically nothing is available day of, and reservations are pretty much gone. Dining reservations are very tough to get right now because you're the 60 days out and they're still at limited capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to hit that 60 day out, or you're going to be doing a walk up. Now, we had a lot of luck at Tutto Italia last month. That was an easy walk up. Yet Olivia's, we went for breakfast and it was like, yeah, it's going to be like an hour, hour and a half. We're like, okay, well, that doesn't work for us.
Right.
So we had heard about this Landry's Select Club, but didn't even cross my mind. And Kat was kind of looking it up. So for $25, you join.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're going to eventually get a card in the mail, but she got her number and her email right away. And then for every point you spend, or for every dollar you spend at these Landry restaurants, you get a point. 250 points, you get a $25 reward. In addition, you get a $25 reward for your birthday, which happens to be 2 days after we were eating here, after Kat's birthday.
Right.
So she immediately got her $25 birthday reward.
Mm-hmm.
So just like that, she broke even.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Doesn't hurt to have in that moment.
Right.
But even better, you basically get, in a sense, kind of front of line reservations by a walk up.
Yes.
So a place that had zero dining reservations in the app and had zero, they weren't even taking walk up people, I don't believe. I don't even think it was like, yeah, come back in 3 hours.
Right.
It was like, no, we're full.
Right.
We waited 45 minutes because of this Landry's Select Club card that she got.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Which to me was worth the $25.
Oh.
Alone,
yes.
But then she got a $25 credit.
Yeah.
So at Disney, you've got Yak and Yeti, T-Rex, you got Rainforest Cafe you can use this at. So if you've got younger kids, the ones that love Rainforest and T-Rex, and I know that's a go-to for a lot of people at Disney Springs, and surprisingly, T-Rex is very hard to get a reservation for.
It really?
Often has long standby, you know, walk-up wait times.
Wow.
Well worth it. The Palm over at Hard Rock and Universal uses this. Bubba Gump over at City Walk uses this. And then there's a lot of other Orlando locations that if you venture off the properties, you could eat at.
Okay.
Including like a Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh.
As well as, of course, nationwide restaurants.
Right.
So if you have restaurants near you, like let's just say you're like, hey, Joe's Crab Shack is my jam, like that we go there all the time.
Yeah.
This is well worth it. Maybe you already have a card, but, you know, 250 points, you get that $25 reward, you get it for your birthday.
Yeah.
We'll certainly probably sign up for this in the future, and we may do the same thing, like, hey, we want to eat at Yak and Yeti, let's just do it, because we will
Yak
be back to
Yak
and Yeti.
So, yeah, it is so good. So, I'm excited to end on this one.
Yeah, well, why don't you give a couple quick bullet points on Yak and Yeti, and then we'll just get into the new menu items that we tried that we had never tried before.
Well, it is dining located in Asia at Disney Animal Kingdom theme park. It's American, Asian, Chinese, and seafood. It is unique theme dining. You do get 10% off your annual pass here.
In fact, if I remember, what I think happened is Kat was dealing with the Landry's card because the waitress, Crystal, we'll talk about in a minute, I think it said, oh, by the way, your $25 reward is good now. Do you want to use it? She said, of course. And we'd already gotten our checks. And I think I said, oh, do you take pass holder? Or maybe she asked me. But anyway, they take 10% pass holder.
Yeah.
Food only, of course, in these situations, no alcoholic beverages.
Right. Lunch is 10:30 a.m. to 4:40 p.m. and dinner is 4:45 to 6:35 p.m.
Yeah, and if you've been to the Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe, mm-hmm. that is the quick service that yes. is basically attached to this building.
So, and that's good.
It's fine.
I like it.
It's not bad.
I think I like it because they have stuff like some of the things.
Honey chicken yeah. and things like that.
And
yeah.
you won't, like, I mean.
To me, it is a bit Panda Expressy. I'm not a big fan of Panda Express.
Right.
I don't like Panda Express.
But the kids
all.
Liked it. Oh, they like love we've it. Liked yeah. it. Like,
and every time I've gotten something there, I know what to get that I like.
Right.
And so it's wonderful for that. But don't think that the quality of I know they kind of bear the same name and all of that. Don't think that the quality there, even the portions there, are comparable to Yak and Yeti when you go sit down, because I really do think this is one of the best and underrated restaurants on all of property. Yak and
you
Yeti.
You said that before.
About Yak and Yeti?
No, about other news. Okay.
Because it is. It's amazing. It's an amazing restaurant. Huge, full menu. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is unbelievable. I love sitting upstairs, which we got to do.
Yes.
We had a nice big round table in the corner.
That was neat. And I love that it was a round table because there was, let's see, so this that at this day, because this was
seven of us.
Saturday. Yeah. And yeah. There was Caleb and Lucy and me and Jeremy and Kaylin and Kat and Michael. Yeah. So that was, yep.
And yeah, awesome. I mean, table was wonderful. And then Crystal was such an outstanding waitress.
She was awesome.
She was just so good.
She was so
attentive.
Attentive.
Friendly.
Like, yep.
Helpful. Yeah, yep. Detailed. They had a drink that I thought looked good. It was a frozen beverage with like mango, but it was made with rum. They had no specialty vodka drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to move around from like a rum to a vodka or anything like that. So I just said to her, I said, do you have any like specialty vodka drinks? She's like, no, but point to what you're thinking of and I'll go down and see if they'll just make it with vodka pretty much. And so I said, well, this one sounds good. And she's like, shouldn't be a problem. Went down, had the bartender make it with, you know, vodka instead of rum and do whatever he felt necessary. And it was great. And this is how good she is. When we're paying, or right before we're about to pay, she says, does anyone need to-go drinks? And I know that's pretty common when you're like, oh, do you need a to-go soda? But when you're kind of upselling to-go alcoholic beverages to six people, that's really smart. And that means you're really good at your job.
Yeah.
Because think about that. That was just six times, probably like around $10 among all of us.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really good. Let's get into the menu. And let's go ahead. This was a special, was the Bang Bang Calamari.
Yeah. And that was good. It was different, though, because it wasn't like what you would think, in my opinion, like smothered in the sauce. It was like a drizzle over it.
Yeah.
Really? Because didn't they have also fried like
Yeah. It was I mean, it's a good Bang Bang spicy sauce. If it had been soaked in it, we'd all been a little disappointed, I think.
Oh, probably. But I didn't, some of them, the calamari I got didn't have any on it.
So maybe if it had like a side of it.
But yeah, because I just ate the calamari. The calamari was fantastic.
Oh,
it was great. Lightly fried, not too chewy, just like I thought was great calamari. But with the calamari, there was like, was it
sweet potatoes? No, not even close. So it was served as, it was much more of like a complete dish. Like this was a meal, I thought.
Okay.
Because it was a bed of fried, like the real thin Japanese noodles. On the top of that was the lightly fried calamari and then fried veggies, which included zucchini, squash, I want to say onions, and then jalapeno slices.
Okay.
And they were lightly fried with the calamari. Then it had the drizzle of the Bang Bang sauce.
What was it?
And then it had, you know what? It had also with it was carrots. Is probably what you're thinking.
That's
of.
What I had then.
And then it had a side of the sweet chili sauce that you could dip.
Yes.
I thought this actually could have eaten this as my meal.
Yeah, it was really good. But here's the bad part. Like I said, the calamari that I got and ate didn't have one drop of Bang Bang on it.
Okay.
But.
So a side of that would have been better. I think a side of it would have been better than dousing it in it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
obviously maybe some people don't want that much, and then you could choose your own adventure.
Well, and when I went ahead and got a, whatever it was, the carrot or what, because it was, then it wasn't crunchy on the inside. So it was softer on the inside. And then, you know, the crunchy outside was obviously the lightly fried batter. So, and it was really good though.
Yeah.
Like,
I like this.
I liked it a lot, but that's where I got the bang bang taste from, because that were, those were the ones I picked up that had the drizzle on it.
Yeah.
So,
and this was, I mean, big, good portion, shareable among everybody. We ordered this, and then we also got under, they actually have small plates, and then they have shareables, which are meant for two people. Okay, so we had a table of seven, right? We had six adults that were going to be eating this, basically. The ahi tuna nachos, which I know everybody's kind of heard of. If you haven't,
my goodness,
let it be known.
Yeah.
They're a little expensive, $18.79.
But
it is sushi grade ahi tuna, Asian slaw, crispy fried wontons, wasabi aioli, and a sweet soy glaze. It says it's shareable as in meant for two people. In my opinion, that's meant for two people who are eating it as their meal.
I agree.
This isn't an appetizer by any means. Yeah.
Wait.
Unless you have six adults eating it.
Correct.
Then by all means, yes, it is an appetizer.
Absolutely. And it is fantastic.
Yeah.
The sushi grade ahi tuna is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the wontons, nice, crispy. They're not soft by any means.
No.
The Asian slaw, the wasabi aioli, oh my, it's just the whole bite, like the sushi by itself is so good. Perfect. Great. Love it. The, you know, the wontons by itself, crispy. But when you put all of this bite into your mouth, I mean, your taste buds will just do a big ol' country dance or something.
A country dance. Okay.
It is amazing. Yeah,
it is. I like, think.
I don't know another word.
This to me is like one of those, and again, go out to any of our social media accounts at Main ST Magic, and I've got pictures of it out there. I mean, it's mounds of these nachos so and all this good stuff.
A ton of tuna.
And yeah, I love the wontons as the chips. Like you said, lightly fried, very crispy. I never got to the bottom and had a soggy chip, like you said, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Very shareable, very picture worthy. This is one of those dishes that I feel like people walk away talking about the most.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, so I mean, this is like, I'd be hard pressed. Like I could see us going there every time.
I just started to
and
say,
going, well, we got to get something different. Being like, but
no, I know.
So
I was just gonna say, we should just get the Landry's card. So we could go and just sit down for this.
Oh, for sure.
And not even order, like, be like, well, we're just going to have a snack.
Or if you could get a spot at the bar, which is very limited,
this
would probably be a good way to go. But if we do move on, Lucy and Caleb went with the chicken tikka masala, which is $25.99. This is boneless chicken breast marinated in yogurt and freshly ground herbs, cooked in a traditional masala sauce, jasmine rice, garlic naan. We had this last time.
I should say this is what we had
last
time.
And we really enjoy it. It's their favorite thing there. Again, this is, they shared it. It's a good hearty dish.
Mm-hmm.
Big old bowl.
Yeah.
And especially if you're getting one of these appetizers, like if you and I had been there and only gotten the nachos, which this is actually what I think we did last time, is we split the nachos and then we split this.
Yes, and I'm
guessing,
we did.
I'm guessing I have to go back and listen to the review. We were probably quite full.
Yes.
We may have even taken some of the nachos home. I really would have to go back.
And those nachos were so good.
Yeah.
But
this is such a
good
dish.
Remember loving the chicken tikka masala,
oh, really?
Though. But it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't like bad.
I like it.
But
I mean, there's plenty of other stuff on the menu.
Exactly.
But I like it.
Yes. And that's where, like, this time I was very excited because I was like, I'm getting my own meal again.
Yeah. And so you went, so Kat and Michael got the lo mein chicken for $20.99. You went with the lo mein shrimp for $21.99.
Yes.
You can talk about, because they're same meal, just theirs had chicken, yours had shrimp. What did you think of this?
I really liked it. As my healthy side with all the vegetables in mm-hmm. it, I was very grateful for, but the unhealthy side of me was like, I want more noodles.
Yeah, those noodles are good.
So the shrimp, though, were little babies.
They need to talk. They need to go talk to Teppanito.
They do. Those little babies.
Yeah, these were.
And then I swear
these
there's
are
a,
pre. Yeah, these were pre-frozen, like
oh, tiny, little.
Tiny little shrimp, like 26, but 30 count probably.
Good.
They had great flavor. That good, yeah, they flavor, did have good flavor.
And they weren't overcooked or anything weird.
Yeah,
they were very good, and I liked this.
Let's just say, looking at the menu, you would probably go, lo mein chicken $20.99. Only a dollar more to get shrimp? Yes. And now I know why. Because at the end, I think you had a little left. You're like, do you want any more? I think you said like, there's no. some shrimp. And I was like, well, I don't have a magnifying glass with me. So they would be hard to find.
Yeah.
But the flavors were very, very good. Yeah. A very good lo mein. Still a giant portion.
Yeah.
You couldn't finish.
Yeah, correct. I did not. But, and I did eat, I was eating all the I was eating more of the vegetables.
Well, good for you.
I know. I was being good.
Conscious of you.
This is, again, it was good, but this is something I wouldn't like, okay, there's more stuff that I would, try on here.
Sure.
I wouldn't come back rushing for these.
Yeah, I really liked it. I was looking through the menu. I just didn't know what I wanted. I wanted something new. I looked at the Malaysian seafood curry, which is jumbo shrimp yeah. and Dungeness crab ravioli, zucchini, spinach, tomatoes, mushrooms tossed in red curry coconut sauce for $32.99. I think that sounds absolutely outstanding.
It does.
Especially with the Dungeness crab. Now notice the word, the extra word here, jumbo shrimp. So I would actually be interested to see if we actually yeah. get some good sized
yeah.
shrimp there.
Yeah.
They do have an entire like wok area that does include the honey chicken,
mm-hmm.
Sweet and sour chicken. I love Korean beef.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that looked very interesting is the Kobe beef burger for $20.99. You know, 10-ounce grilled American Kobe beef burger. So that sounded great. They have barbecue ribs. They've got soy glazed ribeye, teriyaki chicken. You know, a lot of great stuff here. And then something struck me. And when I said it out loud, everybody was like, well, you got to get that.
Yep.
And that was the, and I'll probably butcher this name, the Bhaktapur duck
mm-hmm.
for $29.99. So this is a roasted half duckling, plum barbecue sauce, jasmine rice, and stir-fried vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I did the duck. You know, I'm starting to like make list of items that we try, like calamari. Like eventually where we can say, here's five calamaris ranked across property.
Yes.
Here's burgers. Here's yes. wings, rib,
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
Duck may show up there.
Yep.
I had the duck back at Royal Table, which of course I loved. If you go back and listen to that episode, yeah. I loved very much. So I'm like, let's try this. And duck
Isn't
is something
duck
I don't get
much. Somewhere else too
much.
That you?
We've had the duck confit a bunch of times at the festivals.
Right.
That's always been done very, very
yes.
well, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, let's give it a try.
Yep.
This was very disappointing. I mean, overall, it, for being duck, I should, and again, I don't order duck a lot, so I don't always... No, I guess, but I wasn't asked how I would like it cooked,
right?
Which probably should have been a concern. Whereas at, you know, Cinderella's Royal Table, they're saying, you know, how would you like it cooked? And I'm like, well, what's your recommendation? And they're going to do a medium or medium rare.
Mm-hmm.
Learned this today, which I did not know. Duck is, and maybe I should have known, duck is considered red meat, which is why it technically can be cooked below that like 160 level of a poultry like chicken and turkey.
Wow.
Now, guaranteed to be as safe, but neither is any meat technically. I mean,
right.
you know, technically they can't guarantee that a medium rare steak isn't going to make you sick, but there's temperatures and guidelines that are approved, and that's how it falls with duck. That's why you can get duck like a medium or a medium rare. So they didn't ask. So this was well done. It was half of a duckling.
Aww,
it was, you know, if you think
duck.
Of Yeah, I mean, if you think of a small I mean, smaller than what you would, I feel like I would normally see like a half a chicken at a barbecue place. To me, it was much more like the size maybe of, I don't know, not as small as like a Cornish hen, but somewhere in between, you know, like a chicken, half chicken and like a Cornish hen sized, full on bone laid out, beautiful color on it because they have this plum barbecue glaze. Jasmine rice is always delicious. And the vegetables were very, very good. Kaylin was eating a bunch of those, perfectly cooked where they still have a little bit of snap to them, like the carrots and zucchini and all. Yep. She was loving those. But the duck, yeah, it was well done. And I described it, and Caleb actually described it pretty well because I let him try it. If somebody had just kind of put this in front of you at a barbecue somewhere and you were just eating it, you would have been like, oh, this is chicken. And you would have been like, it's pretty good chicken.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bad. Skin was not crispy at all because I think it had been basted maybe through the whole cooking process with the plum barbecue sauce. So it never got a chance to be crispy, which is what I loved so much about the one at Royal Table. The meat at well done is almost like a grayish brown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as appetizing looking. It was still very tender, but it just...
I thought it was good. I'm not a duck eater, so I don't like, but I thought it was very good. And if you would put it in front of me and I tasted it, I'd be like, this isn't chicken, but it's really good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know what it is, but it's not chicken.
And it's like, I wouldn't order it again. I would recommend it for someone who wants to maybe try something they've never had.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody who never has had duck, but doesn't want to cut into it and see slightly pink center.
Right.
You know, or is used to, because it still had very familiar Asian barbecue style flavors to it with the sauce and all. So I do think this would be a good entry point for somebody that maybe wants to try duck and never has.
Right.
You know, like when you get to the duck confit, I mean, literally that duck is cooked in its own fat.
Right.
You know, and it's cooked, and no matter what, it's going to be tender, it's going to be pull apart, it's going to be just delicious. This just wasn't quite there for me, so I was a bit disappointed, but I still felt the quality was good. I would much rather them be doing, like, a duck breast with a crispy skin. Basically, if they had taken very similar to that piece from Royal Table and put it on my plate and given me a side of the barbecue sauce to apply myself, this would have been knock it out of the park amazing.
Yeah.
Now, the attention to detail on cooking something like a duck at a place that is this big and constantly this full and has a menu of this size, probably a difficult task.
Right.
Which very much may be the way that it's just done.
Right.
Which is fair. These are not being cooked to order.
Right.
At all. These are cooked ahead of time, probably like a rotisserie chicken. They're cutting it in half and they're basting it or whatever. They're probably basting additional on there, or it's cooked the whole time in that, and then they're serving it to you warmed up. So it's not like they're back there cooking that duck breast or the duck, you know, to order the way that they are at Royal Table.
Right.
So only thing, you know, other than that, I love this place. We were full, but in the past we have done the fried wontons for the dessert for $11.99.
So that was good.
It's skewers of fresh pineapple and cream cheese, wontons, vanilla ice cream, and a honey vanilla drizzle. This is a go-to.
Yeah, that was so good.
We just were full, and we knew we had other things to do that day.
Yep.
But I think we both very much recommend Yak and Yeti, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a new go-to, especially if we pick up that Landry's card.
Yeah.
And maybe just for the tacos. More. Yeah.
I mean,
just for the nachos. Yeah. I would like to work our way through more of this menu.
Yeah. Sure. I would love to try the curry stuff too, like you said. And
and that burger, that Kobe beef burger.
Oh,
I feel like we should
that.
Try that if we're going to do a list of best burgers.
That's true.
You know, just to be fair to all the listeners.
I think you should.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We are recording this late at night, so I immediately want to just get up in the morning and eat because this made me hungry thinking about it. Luckily, you guys get to listen to it in the daytime, so maybe right before lunch is like a perfect time to listen to all this delicious food. If you have not done so already, go ahead and subscribe to the show. We get new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can also check out our Patreon group, which kind of got a full makeover, and there are now two tiers to choose from, and you can find that at wonderlandcrew.com. And as long as you're out there, we would absolutely love if you'd leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Most everyone's mad here.